Bradford Today is taking a look back at a few of the important stories that shaped the news cycle in Bradford West Gwillimbury in 2024. Here's our first of several newsmakers, the Royal Canadian Air Force's 100th anniversary celebration. In June, Bradford residents were treated to 5 days of celebrations in honor of the Royal Canadian Air Force's, RCAF, 100th anniversary. That culminated with residents and eager onlookers lining Holland Street for a parade and later an air show at the BWG Leisure Centre on June 14. King George V granted the Canadian Air Force royal sanction to form the RCAF on April 1, 1924, and in honour of the 100th anniversary, 17 groups, including military personnel, veterans, police and firefighters, made their way west along Holland Street from Collings Avenue to the Leisure Centre. Starting at 10:30 a.m., joining efforts on the grounds were four First World War-era planes from the Great War Flying Museum, which flew over in formation with three biplanes and one triplane. Lynn Witteman said watching the parade brought back memories of her late father, who would have been 102, and flew as an RCAF pilot out of England during the Second World War, including on D-Day. "It brought tears to my eyes," she said. "I thought it was a nice effort." She was watching with daughter Becky Witteman and grandson Colin Whitman Fairlow, age 2. "We enjoyed it," Becky said, adding that Colin was very excited. "We thought it was a good representation and the planes were wonderful. I'm glad they did it in Bradford." Following the parade and a short break, the festivities resumed at the Leisure Centre where a crowd gathered to cast their gaze to the skies as the Canadian Armed Forces Skyhawks parachute team jumped from a plane to perform aerobatic maneuvers with their signature chutes bearing the Canadian flag. One also carried a large RCAF centennial flag while another carried a large Canadian flag and several left a trail of coloured smoke as they swooped and glided through the air before landing in the middle of the Bradford District High School track. Denise DeLello was able to enjoy the amazing show while caring for several children aged 2 to 3 from daycare who were all completely captivated and loved it. "I was actually shocked, to be quite honest with you," she said. "I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was incredible." That was followed by remarks from dignitaries, and Mayor James LeDuc also presented Bradford's first ever key to the city to Lieutenant Col. Terry Wong, 16 Wing Deputy Commander, and Master Warrant Officer Douglas Hennessy, 16 Wing Headquarters Senior Warrant Officer. The mayor also presented a certificate of appreciation to Bradford resident, retired Lieutenant Col. Ferguson Mobbs, who co-chaired the town's RCAF Centennial Planning Committee with Ward 6 Coun. Nicholas Harper. Mobbs was directly involved in several of the other celebratory events in the previous days, which included moderating on June 13 RCAF. Then and Now, a panel discussion exploring what it's like to be in the Air Force. A screening on June 12 of To Learn, To Serve, To Advance, a feature film about the Royal Canadian Air Cadets produced and directed by Mobbs. A display of memorabilia from Base Borden. Photos of historic flight suits taken by Mobbs plus a flight simulator available all that week at the library. And a flag-raising ceremony on June 10 to kick off everything. In April, Mobbs and retired warrant officer George Nielsen lit and photographed 8 different locations in town as part of a world record attempt, and on June 26, the RCAF announced that Guinness World Records had officially recognized their success with 56 landmarks illuminated in 24 hours. That record has since been replaced by a more recent attempt.